Hello everyone, this is Anke Menzler, your host for Breakthrough the Glass Ceiling. And in this session today, I will be talking about emotional mastery and how emotions sabotage your career. And of course, what are the outside signs? What are some benefits of emotional mastery to your career and your life? Effective ways to work with your emotions in stressful times, and some transformational journal exercises that will help you understand and improve your emotional state so you can break through your glass ceiling and create a fulfilled career. And I would love to start with the question, what is emotional mastery, and give you some idea about what that is. It is not you cutting off your emotions or neglecting them, but bringing awareness to them and understanding how to treat yourself to get into a balanced state where you can act as your true self in beautiful energy and dance between the logical, structured, and playful. Imagine feeling absolutely in charge of your career and life, connecting with those you like, providing the service and bringing the results in an area you are good at, and enjoying your success together with everyone around. You achieved what was on your schedule, your boss telling you you've done a great job, and you know, yes, it was a great job. And then you coming home knowing you had a fantastic day, having those big dreams and knowing that you can make them real. If you can dream it, you can make it real. When you're listening to this, you might be in a space where you don't feel it anymore, that you can make your career dreams real. Maybe you're demotivated, frustrated, feeling that anger is coming up when you think about your work or the work piling up on the desk, the colleagues that don't think before they ask, or your boss that doesn't understand your situation. And you're trying to keep your emotions out of the game because everyone tells you that career and business are not emotional. But it is also your best resource to make it a success. But how come? Like many of you, I wasn't always sure if I'd make a successful career. When I was a sales assistant whose job it was to serve but never complain, because that led to complaints from my boss that I was too emotional, saying no to tasks was never an option, as it led to me losing valuable time explaining to my boss why I couldn't make it, and him then looking into my whole to-do list to cut out some time for me to do it anyways. How could I possibly explain my feeling of too much to someone who was hyper-organized and successful the way he was doing it? You probably know that feeling of too much and trying to explain it to someone who cannot understand. And this person's approaches are usually logical and simple. And this person organizes everything away. Why? Because he's able to do that. And I remember coming home on such days, and all I wanted to do was numb out in front of the TV, feeling exhausted and numb inside, not recognizing what I was watching and tears rolling down my cheeks. I was overworked and stressed. It was a stressful time with lots of overwork, chasing projects and customers without the feeling of success kicking in for me, because I was getting task after task done. What added to that was me trying to meet the expectations of my manager regarding my work that I couldn't possibly fulfill because he thought differently. This made me work even harder to prove I could make it show. I was a high potential, ambitious employee, ready to take on responsibility. I didn't know how that was affecting my career. As I was trying to do everything right, I was getting in even more stress and frustration, which showed on the outside because I was stacking up my emotions and I couldn't let them out. But finally, they found a way out at the workplace by me being short in my answers to my manager, putting down the phone after calls with clients, quietly cursing and not supporting everyone on the team as I was supposed to, what they were complaining about already. And at the end, our head of sales told me I should be keeping my calm and support all of my colleagues. I didn't understand what else I should possibly do. I felt even more frustrated, and at home, when I was absolutely exhausted, I started crying again. I felt ashamed because I shouldn't be so emotional. I'm a professional, I thought, and that's what everyone told me. Business and career is not about emotions, but about hard work and showing everyone what I was capable of and really that I was good at what I was. So does that sound familiar to you? Some signs show on the outside that you are in an emotional state and that sabotages your career and life. And despite what I was going through with frustration, crying, numbing myself out, my manager was already telling me what he saw. He saw that I wasn't performing as expected. I didn't organize and structure my work and focus on the right things. I got frustrated and angry, cursing, and didn't really meet the expectations of everyone around. Of course, that showed on the outside. What everyone could see and hear, even if I was doing it quietly, was the cursing. And I have a question for you. Would you promote or give a raise to someone who doesn't perform as expected? Exactly, I wouldn't do too. And he didn't. No, he was telling me that I should be changing. I was too emotional and I could not bring in the results. And I tried working harder on myself, but it didn't work. Nor was there something close to coaching available these days. I didn't know how to deal with my emotions. And eventually I quit because that was my only way, the only way that I saw, because I couldn't handle anymore the emotions, nor the discussions or the looks that I got. And today, many of my clients do that the same way because they get themselves in states of heavy frustration, burnt out, not getting the results and feeling alone because they do not know how to communicate what's going on and take care of their emotional balance. They are stacking up emotions and quitting is sometimes their only way out. And that does not help because when you are in anger and you take that with you and then you are in a negative state in the next position, next company. And as soon as something similar happens or you feel unfairly treated, you're back in the same loop. We get so many signs each day, but sometimes we need actually wake-up calls because we get caught up in our daily routine and keep stacking up negative emotions, but miss the obvious, which is taking care of our emotions and our emotional state of our energy. And we can get really good at disregarding our emotions, especially when we are aiming for a special result, when we are really fighting for something, really going for something. And then we are talking ourselves out of those emotions, out of what we have in mind, ignoring them. And guess what happened when I changed my company? Exactly, it got worse. I was closer to burning out, and this was really hard on me because I recognized that I needed help. And sitting in my boss's office, not knowing how to move back nor forth, this finally woke me up because I was so emotionally drained. Energy, I ran out of energy. I couldn't move anymore. And since that day, when I recognized it's not their responsibility, but it's mine, I worked on my emotional balance to see clearly what would support my career and do the right things, take on the projects and tasks that would serve me to get the promotions and be happy at my workplace and feel safe to be who I am. But to do that, I had to really dive deep and take a step into something that I wasn't aware was needed back then. But yes, and that is what I work on with my clients today, and the emotional balance, mastering their emotions to bring in the right energy to follow up on their career plans. There are side effects that support your career even further if you do that, if you take that step into your emotions. This could be scary, of course, but positive energy that you get out of that lets you relax and make you more confident and lets you take faster decisions. When you are relaxed and you are confident, you can be more creative, and your likelihood to take risks, if I may say so, is increased. And taking risks can also mean that you would take on projects and positions that you wouldn't have aimed for before. So, how do you get in an energy that supports your career and make it a happy place? Well, it might seem unfair how my managers were reacting and treating me, but I wasn't, or it wasn't as if they were not taking responsibility, because they told me to take care of my emotions and wanted me to structure my daily work. But I couldn't see it nor feel it. I didn't know what they were meaning, because they just told me I should take care of my emotion, keep my calm. And that was a very subtle communication. They couldn't possibly take care of my emotions. That's what I know today, of course. And they were telling me that was my job, but not my fault. Neither is it your fault if you are in an emotional misbalance. So what can you do to take care of your emotions? Number one is to take charge, really own it. Own your emotional state. It is only your responsibility. No one else can do it for you. You can get support, and that's for sure needed if you don't know how to treat it, how to deal with your emotions, but it is your responsibility. So take charge of that. Number two, it takes only 40 seconds to create an emotional state that impacts you for hours. If you let your, and now it comes, limiting beliefs affect you. So the moment your emotion starts, it only takes 90 seconds until you have this emotion really built. So from the trigger to the end, it's 90 seconds. And guess what? After that, everything is just your mind running in circles and telling you stories that are not facts. And so you can decide if you want to follow it with your mind and tell you the story, or if you want to take a step back and see clearly what just happened. And number three, uncover your limiting beliefs that usually get you into an emotional disbalance, and to help you with that, Now grab a pen and paper and answer the following questions. Number one, what's your everyday emotional state? When you think about your job or when you're in it? This is pretty important to recognize in which state you are every day. So really getting the awareness of where you are usually, because there's a tendency and patterns and all of that. So really get the awareness. And the second question that I have for you to answer to yourself, and please be honest, because you know that, you already know it. What are the signs that show on the outside? If you remember, for me, it was me crying, me numbing out, or my boss telling me I should take care of my emotions. I was too emotional. And this is a sign outside. Also, a sign can be if you don't get the job that you want, if you don't get the project that you want. Although you were really energetically in the discussion to get it, there could be a disbalance here. So that was number two. And number three is, what do you need when you get in this disbalance? What is it that you deep down need when you get frustrated, when you are demotivated, when you are angry? Take a step back and ask yourself, what do I need right now? And number four, what do you want your future to look like? If you're always focusing on what's wrong, you won't ever see light again. And that's exactly what I mentioned. When we quit, we don't take the future with us. We usually tend to take the anger with us, the frustration and all of that. But we want to have a look at our future. So really, what should your future look like? How does it feel? What's there? Who is there with you? And then number five, what are you willing? And I know that's not easy, but what are you willing to let go of to have that beautiful future? And this is really a tough question. Letting go of something, of course you can say, I want to let go of that bloody job. I want to let go of that miserable task. I want to let go of whatnot. But what within you do you want to let go to have the beautiful future? And if you feel like you want to explore your emotional blocks that sabotage your career further, then please book your private one-on-one career confidence call with me. This is my special gift to you. And we have opened up further slots for you to really get clear about what you really want for your career. What's limiting you to get into motion, to pursue your dreams and make them real. And also, and this is really important, what you need down within you to the core to make it happen. And of course, I wouldn't be me if I wouldn't also look for mapping out your next steps so you can trust it is for you and make confident steps. Because dealing with everything, getting clarity and getting the confidence is one thing, but knowing the next steps to make confident next steps and really knowing and trusting that you can make it is a difference. And with that said, I invite you to jump on this call with me and explore everything a bit further. And now, this was our last session. I hope you enjoyed Breakthrough the Glass Ceiling. And don't forget that changes need chances. So give yourself a chance to rise into your power and embody your true self. It is your time to shine.